my teeth while I figure how to get up on these ridges. Cause the actor is renting and I need something more tenant. Hop in the whip and we bend it. I caught it with Betty White. Oh, white thing. Like money they counting, I see it. Broke as f- but we dreaming. Out the window, I'm leaning. Get out my lane and when I get it, ain't gonna change my new. I'ma still be the same regular.
There's some people that aren't into all the words. There's some people that would have you not use certain words.
Opinions expressed are solely those of the presenter and may not reflect the views of CITR Radio or the University of British Columbia.
Bad words.
Shit, piss, fuck, cock, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits. Wow.
This program may contain language that some listeners find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Tits doesn't even belong on the list, you know?
Jake, you're back.
Shut your face. I came back for the music.
Allons-y.
I'm sorry.
It's French. But let's go.
I kept dreaming of a world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day...
Home of the dangly bits.
I apologize in advance for anything I say that may or may not offend you.
When are you not full of fluff?
You gotta give him hope.
One day you're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise hanging out with you. I'm a little bit, tiny bit late. Oh my gosh, this weather has me not doing too well in it. Ugh. But I'm glad to be here now. And there's a brand new person in the studio with us today. Brahma? Oh. I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
So we have been collaborating, talking about, you know, new ideas for Queer FM and adding, you know, some cool new ideas and things. Well, new content. So this is Rama.
Hi. Hi guys, my name is Rama. I'm so excited to be here with DJ Denise finally.
Yay! This is so great. Yeah, we get to hang out and enjoy, you know, talk about LGBT things. There's another voice other than myself. I'm so happy. Yay! Oh yeah. So I was just gonna quickly talk about my trip to Haida Gwaii. I just went on some travels with Kim Wardle from she works with a couple of people. 333 is the group that she works with. They are a collective of MCs, and now they're adding a new DJ, which is myself. And we went to Haida Gwaii this weekend, and it was really exciting. So, checking out Haida Gwaii, I actually went there for elementary school when I was small. So going back now that I'm in my early 40s was a total different experience. I met lots of lovely new people and also enjoyed... you know, cool cuisine and people telling me about what's changed on the island and all the stuff like that. So, yeah, it was a wonderful experience. And so we had two performances. One was on Friday night in Sun Studios. Kim Wardle did an amazing job. She's a conscious queer Filipina MC, and she just brought her A game to the event, which was really exciting. Also, the next day we had to, well, so the first performance was in Queen Charlotte City, and then we were whisked away up into the like northern part of Queen Charlotte Islands, and we were inside of a small little town. This is actually the town that I grew up in, Masset. And yeah, Masset is really on the northern tip of the island and very close to the ocean. Yeah. You get to, yeah, you just get all of the views, the beautiful like sunsets and sunrises. And yeah, and I visited my elementary school. and I was, yeah, roaming the halls, looking for my photos and just trying and just feeling really nostalgic. Like you, all the memories were just flooding in, and it was great to be. Great to be there. I heard a few people say great to be home, but I don't know if I can say it's my home because I was only there for a year and I was a small child. And but yeah, it was a place that I lived. I can say that. So yeah, it was a wonderful experience. And we flew there, which was really cool. It was awesome to, you know, just enjoy and see what's new and what's happening and how the city copes, or what's not even, I can't even say city, I have to say village, because there is a population of less than 900 people. So it's a really small, okay, really small community. All right, but yeah, so that was cool. Just a little report back of the trip. So we can find some LGBT music. I know Queer as Funk was playing in Vancouver, and they have a big show this weekend, actually. So I will play one of my favorites from Queer as Funk. There's one song in particular that stands out for me. It's My Girl, and I've actually fallen in love with it. It's a cover of the original.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we'll get right into this. 101.9 FM, CITR, Queer FM. This is DJ Denise and Rama hanging out with us. Here we go.
I guess Tired of the gender binary, gender policing, or just want to speak your truth?
Join CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective.
This group of radio makers is all about centering the voices, issues, concerns, and experiences of women-identified, transgender, intersex, two-spirit, genderqueer, gender non-conforming, non-binary, and gender-fluid folks and allies.
Anyone can join, no experience necessary.
Like the Gender Empowerment Collective on Facebook or email volunteer at citr.ca.
Our show, Babe Waves, airs Thursdays from 5 to 6 and features music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Every day, trans folks are targeted for verbal, sexual, and violent harassment, and trans women of color and folks with disabilities are targeted even more disproportionately. The trans community is 4 times more likely than their cis peers to experience suicidal thoughts, with about 20% of trans folks attempting suicide in the last year in Canada alone. Between October 1st, 2016 and September 30th, 2017, there have been 325 reported killings of trans and gender diverse people worldwide. Many of these instances are unresolved, and this statistic does not include unreported cases. However, this violence is often forgotten and ignored by mainstream media. The Transgender Day of Remembrance happens annually on November 20th and is an opportunity to raise awareness and mourn the loss of trans folks all over the world. Come out Monday, November 20th to the Carnegie Hall Community Center for a vigil and memorial from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m.
Hi,
yes, 101.9 FM, CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise, just hanging out with Rama. And yes, we wanted to make sure to let everyone know that it is Trans Day of Remembrance. We're having a special, programming today to talk about this. And yeah, there's so much happening in Vancouver also around Trans Day of Remembrance. Now, Rama, did you have something to say?
Yeah, I'm just reading some news about Trans Day of Remembrance, and I guess we can dive into it.
Oh yes, later, yeah, we can. Uh-huh.
But yeah, but I think I just want to share something before we talk. I went to the Media Democracy Day.
Oh, amazing!
On the weekend, and it was amazing. You see a lot of people of color and folks from the Indigenous community who are doing great things in Vancouver. Yeah, so it's basically a day of talk and conferences and workshops to talk about how media can provide solutions.
Right.
Yeah, so the theme this year is Solutions Media.
Amazing.
And yeah, and it was great. And I also joined a design jam about Solutions Media. So you go into a group, and then they present you with a question, and you kind of come up with like some new solutions of how media can be more accountable, and yeah, but yeah, but it was a very great evening, and yeah, really encourage folks to check it out for the next event.
Oh, amazing. So is it an annual event, or do they have hosted weekly? Or
It's annual.
Oh, nice.
But they're trying to make it more, maybe like, you know, twice a year, just to keep up with the momentum.
That's so good. What a great thing. And this was in Vancouver. Where was the venue that was held
at? At the Vancouver Public Library.
Public Library. Oh, yeah. Wow. That's really accessible. So.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and it was my first time going there as well.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's so huge. The architecture is amazing for that building.
It's amazing. Just a little context. I'm new to Vancouver, so I've never been. I just moved from Vancouver. I'm from Toronto in April. And they also have an exhibition in the Vancouver Public Library.
Wow.
It's called, I think, My Mother's Stories. So it's like a series of photography that talks about relationship with your mother, and it's mostly people of color, and it's a great exhibition. It's free. Come check it out. Just at the downstairs level of the Vancouver Public Library.
That's so great that they're, you know, it's there and people are able to access it anytime, and you know, anytime the library is open, which is amazing to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, awesome. So yes, we were talking about the different news that we have. So it's the Trans Day of Remembrance. Vancouver has a few events going on as well in the city. Right. I know that actually yesterday too there was a vigil, and I think that's what the PSA the announcement just told us.
It was at the
I just have to bring up my I'm like two steps behind here today. I'm not logged in and dialed into my do you have the
It's at the Carnegie Community Center.
Right on Main and Hastings. So yes, they usually bring out candles and remember the names of people that have died, trans people, especially of color that have died, and in Vancouver or also around Vancouver in the United States.
Yeah, and around the world. It's interesting to read that the first time that the trans flag was raised in Vancouver City Hall was during Pride Week in 2015.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Toronto, just raised the first time.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. That was a new piece of news, which was a little. I wasn't really understanding how, but I guess like. There's a lot of new legislation that's happening, and trans people are really getting their, their rights heard, and their human rights actually that are actually being recognized. That's very important, and we see that now. So
With the Bill C-16, which is the federal protection for transgender Canadians. Mm-hmm. I thought that was, a great step forward for the community. Yeah.
Very great move. And, Canada is, I feel like Canada and, I was going to say the United States, but I'll leave that alone. Canada has been doing a lot of great work, making sure that trans people have their human rights and they are respected in the workplace as well as, in their lives, in their personal relationships, when people are married and things like that. So
And it's great. Yeah, and also I guess to that point, the reason why Trans Day of Remembrance, we can also still remind ourselves that even though in Canada we're a safe place and stuff, but it doesn't shield us from the fact that transgender people and gender non-conforming people still face this discrimination and challenges and violence, and in Toronto there was a trans woman, Allura Wheeler, or Allura Hennessy, she was missing in late July, and she was reported missing in July, but the Toronto police didn't take action until November 5th due to uncorroborated information about what had happened to her. And I think that's the reason why on the news her family was trying to raise awareness about her disappearance and how can the police be more cooperative when a transgender person is missing, reported missing.
Yeah, take action immediately. Action.
Immediately,
Not months and months later. Yeah, definitely, that's important. Mm-hmm. And I had a little point too. I think I had talked about this on the show before. I'm not sure. Canada. Oh yes, Canada was making a move forward in placing an X on passports.
That's exciting.
Can find the article, some trans people were not feeling that was a good idea because in traveling to other countries that don't accept trans people, it kind of singles you out, and then you basically have a target on your back. I guess we can take this to Facebook if anybody has any feelings on what the Canadian government should do or what a good suggestion to do. For the the gender marker on the passports, which is I don't really understand why we really need them. I've never understood it, but having that as a target on your back and feeling places like Russia and things like right. that are not, or countries like that are not accepting of trans people, you know, yeah. Seeing that and remember, notice, and just having the feeling of just like, oh my goodness, I've traveled to this country right. and then all of a sudden this isn't going to be a good thing for me, mm-hmm. Be targeted. So
that reminds me of you know, a YouTuber, Gigi Gorgeous.
Oh yeah,
have you heard of her?
No, yeah. not yet. Oh. Look him up or them.
But Gigi traveled to Dubai. Oh,
okay,
I'm not sure when. I think it was like a couple years ago. But Gigi was detained, from Dubai, okay. and. Gigi made a video like on YouTube saying that she can't enter Dubai and it was like, it was kind of like a big thing,
right?
But because they knew that she's transgender, mm-hmm. but I think I remember on her passport it's actually like, you know, she has a new passport, it says female.
Really?
But then because she's a YouTube star, like they knew of her,
they recognized
her. Yeah, allegedly something like that.
Wow.
So that again raised the question, like, you know, does having X on your passport guarantee safety
right.
when you're traveling?
Right.
See, a lot of things that like transgender people face.
Right.
Take it to Facebook if people who are listening have any input or stories they want to share.
Oh, definitely. Twitter. We're Twitter, Queer Van, and also on Facebook, we're Queer Vancouver. Just if people are looking at Queer Radio Vancouver. So just look us up and we'll take a little music break. I've got a Vancouver artist named Tempest Jade. with a lovely dance song called Have It All. Here we go, 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise and I'm sitting in with Rama.
One is the loneliest number, but two, you keep me up all night, it's you. I didn't know what to do. Told myself I wouldn't fall, but baby, now look at me crawl. On my knees begging, and you can have it all. You can have it all.
You can have it. Sanitary Disorders Shindig is back for the 34th year and is hosted at Hastings Mill Brewing Company, formerly known as Pat's Pub, every Tuesday night.
We've curated a spicy roster of local musicians, and there are 27 bands, 27 winners, but someone has to take home the Shindig Windig crown from last year's champ, Little Sprout.
Come watch bands jam out, have fun, and battle it out for some rad prizes provided by our sponsors.
Sarah Fox Postering,
Nimbus Recording, Cannery Brewery,
Pandora's Box,
Vader Master Studios, Rain City Recorders,
Mint Records,
Music Waste, Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell,
Six Cent Press,
Blue Light Studios, Hastings Mill Brewery,
Print Print.
So come out to Pat's Pub November 28th for Singles Night to see King Buzzard, Mushy Face, and These Guy.
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
All right, 101.9 FM, CITR, this is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise, hanging out with you, talking about LGBT news, music, you name it. And Rama's here with us as well, a brand new guest. Hey. Oh, we had a great little time listening to the music.
I was just saying, Tempest Jade, great artist from Vancouver.
Yeah, we have to follow her, go to her events, you know.
Definitely.
Support everything she does. I'm really excited that she's doing music in Vancouver and bringing, you know, her talents.
Yeah.
So this show today is Trans Day of Remembrance themed. So we're talking about all things that have to do with, you know, Trans Day of Remembrance. And Rama, I think you saw a piece of news about an apology from Ottawa.
Yes. So as you guys know, on November 28th, the government will offer a formal apology to the LGBTQ Canadians in the House for persecution and injustice they suffered. What do you think about it?
Yeah, I was really flabbergasted just because, like, you know, I couldn't believe that, like, people with such high power, you know, like police officers and military people were being persecuted, you know, and they were basically losing their jobs over the whole, you know, just because of their sexual orientation.
Right, yeah. And I'm reading on CBC that it happened starting in 1950s until 1992.
Right, wow.
So that's like...
Oh, that's a long duration of time, right?
And I read about the government developed a homosexuality test. It's called the Fruit Machine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh.
Which measured arousal to... pornographic.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
To prove someone's sexuality and to back up their reason for firing or denying someone a promotion.
No.
And that is crazy.
Right.
And to think that it happened until 1992.
Mm-hmm.
I think it just made me personally think back and reflect that, you know, like our community always has to fight for our rights.
Definitely.
To be heard. And, you know, like, even though we're living in a great, like, you know, time right now, but it's all because of people who fought for our rights.
Right.
And, like, you know, times like this, Trans Day of Remembrance, we need to always remember, you know, trans people and people in the LGBT community who's fight for our rights.
Definitely.
To get us to where we are right now. And now the government is offering a formal apology. And I hope they will follow it up with, like, you know, more things to come.
Definitely. Yeah, more protections.
More protections.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. And I noticed that there are a lot of, you know, organizations trying to help people, like, in Iran and countries that are having a lot of difficulty in this, especially are not LGBT friendly. especially like Chechnya. We've been hearing lots of news about what's happening to the men in Chechnya that are being hidden away in basements, like by their family, apparently. Like, I think I can't remember the organization, but it's almost like an underground railroad where they're helping people out of their homes and bringing them to Canada. I'll bring up the information again and I'll announce the name. It is long overdue, and I'm glad that Justin Trudeau is recognizing that, you know, this is something that he should apologize for and make it right in the community.
And like I said, I hope that, like, you know, I think apology is the first step, but then like the next step would probably be, like, you know, implementing more laws and initiatives to help trans people and, you know, people of color.
Definitely.
People in the community, LGBT community. Speaking of that, you know, in the States, how they were proposing to ban transgender from the military.
Yes, that was, oh my gosh. When I heard that story, I thought, when I first heard it, I was like, is this a joke? Who is saying this? And then it was just like a tweet that President Trump had made. And I was just like, how can that even happen? I didn't understand how, and, you know, the background with it.
I'm not too informed about it,
right?
But I read that it's like, you know, the president said that the transgender people who serve in the military cost the U.S. too much money,
right?
And which doesn't make any
it doesn't make any sense, right?
And, you know, I heard the last news on New York Times that the judge blocks the Trump's ban on transgender troops in the military.
That's amazing. That's so good. Yeah. I remember, like, after seeing or hearing the tweet and it hit the news, I remember, like, there were a lot of trans military people coming onto the news talking about how they were so disappointed in what they were hearing and what they were seeing. But then there was no actions made. Like, there was no legislation. There were no actual bans put in place. Mm-hmm. So it was almost like it sounded like a big bullying kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Yeah.
Serving in the military has always been a thought.
Article. Somehow it started playing in the middle of us talking there. Sorry.
Definitely. I think, you know, like, it does sound like bullying. And this is something that I learned as well in the conference, the Media Democracy Day, how media, media is used to sensationalize news. And I guess, like, you know, President Trump or whatnot, like, you know, using Twitter to, you know, sensationalize this ban and cause fear and use hate.
Oh, my gosh.
It's really sad.
Yeah.
It's scary time.
Oh, it is such a scary time for people because, you know, and so some people, they read the news and they follow exactly what President Trump is saying. And, you know, it's so fanatical almost. Like, I feel like a lot of fear and hate can be spawned out of just silly little words, you know,
from
uninformed people. So I'm not sure how many people in President Trump's life are trans, so he must not understand at all. I don't think I'm trying to think of where he rationalized his tweet from, because and from seeing the media with his family, we don't see any people that are having any. There are no people of color in the immediate family other than Jared Kushner, who's Jewish, but that's not really considered.
Well, I mean, like, you know, I think, like, you know, sometimes, like, you can be, like, you know, like a person of color or whatnot, but, like, if you come from privilege, you know, like, that, like, gives a different layer and perspective.
Definitely.
But I think, like, you know, I've recovered from the whole, like, you know, Trump tweets and stuff.
Really?
And I think, like, you know, just seeing how people are rallying and, like, you know, trying to make change. And, you know, I even have a friend of mine who she pledged since last year because it's been a year, right?
Yeah, that he's been in office. Yeah.
That she's going to, like, every month or so take an action, like, you know, donate to the ACLU, donate to the LGBT community. Just every time there's something that, you know, happens in the States, say, like, you know, this transgender military ban, like, a friend of mine, she would donate to the cause.
That's amazing. We should, yeah, we should add a donation or something. Like, Queer FM should be involved, I feel like.
Yeah, definitely.
We should team up and do something about that, because, yeah, just... I'm happy there hasn't been any new news talking about LGBT people in the United States. I was reading an article about Russ Tillerson. He actually was in solidarity with the Trans Day of Remembrance. Yeah, I can bring up the piece of news. He did speak about it. So, you know, there are some people in the Trump camp that are a little bit okay, I guess. I don't know, but, like, I hear that Mike Pence is really he actually endorsed the conversion therapy. This is news that I was hearing around the time when the whole campaigning for Trump as president was happening. So, it's interesting to find out what's going on and what different people feel on the topics. No problem. Rex Tillerson. I'm getting my names wrong. There, I'm just looking on Gay Star News right now, and it says that Rex Tillerson condemns LGBTI persecution on Transgender Day of Remembrance. So, it says Tillerson remains a lone voice. So like we were talking about, he's standing alone and speaking out for Trans Day of Remembrance.
Yeah.
And isn't he part of, I'm not sure, what is his position? Do you know?
Secretary of State.
So he's like a defense minister, and wouldn't he be in association with the military as well? Like, so
I'm not sure, but yeah,
okay. something yeah, I'm kind of wondering, because, like, how would he be able to stand behind that tweet and the banning of trans people tweet that President Clinton, or oh my god, why am I getting it wrong, President Trump was having there.
I think, like, you know, it's a scary time, I guess, like, you know, in the States,
right?
But also kind of going back to, like, you know, Canada, like, you know, we're hearing a lot of these great things, but what the government are doing. But also just thinking, like, you know, how a switch of power can just, you know, like, night and day.
Yeah.
Because, like, the Obama era was, like, you know, so many progress.
Right.
And changes made. And then, you know, with the new government coming in, like, I'm just thinking about, like, you know, Canada. Like, what do you feel like?
Right, yeah, Canada. Well,
if there's a change of power and, like,
with Canada, there's lots of LGBT people in, in positions of power, too, I noticed. Right. Like, yeah, there's a lot of change in, especially with the elections just last year. I feel like it was this year or something. But, lots of people, LGBT people, have taken positions of power now, and they're able to help make change. So, I feel Canada has taken steps to, to get change.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and I guess, like, you know, having more representation of people who are running in politics, who are, LGBT people in politics and in power.
Right.
That would, I guess, ensure that, you know, like, in the coming years, even though the government will change, that we will still have our voice heard.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and especially seeing Justin Trudeau at most of the Pride parades across Canada was really encouraging, too.
It's
exciting. An exciting time in Canada, but I know there's need for more change, and a lot can be done.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We can have a little music break again.
I have
an American artist named Nick Richelle. The song is called "Can You Hear Me Now?" You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise and Roma.
For too long, and you got an eye, you no matter what you do, she always cheat the lies, especially when you in between her thighs. All she thinking is, what you did at you? Was she better than me? Should you better answer for? I think I'm accurately assuming what I say will never be the same between you two. I'm hoping when you stroke it, knowing it ain't true, feeling sin, those emotions, showing look behind a satisfied face. She just appreciate the moment she needed to release below the waist. Facts. She was tired of doing it herself, and she don't let anybody taste it. She roll over feeling disgusted with her weakness, turns her back to you cause she can't stand looking in your face. I'm tired of walking with my head down. Forget the homies if I have to. I guess I'm serious now. Cause you ain't never heard me talking like that. I guess you hear me now. Forget the homies if I have to. I guess I'm serious now. Cause you ain't never heard me talking like that. I guess you hear me now.
Tommy,
tell me, did you like it when she did it like that? Or do you like it better when I do it like this? I told her, baby, relax, stop bringing up the past. Wishing I could fix it all with a simple kiss. But I can't though, cause I messed up. She said, can't believe you. What you done to us? That's the shit you gotta do to prove you telling truth. Cause you been lying for too long and you got an eye. You no matter what you do, she always see the lies, especially when you in between her thighs. I'm tired of walking with my head down. Forget the homies if I have to. I guess I'm serious now. Cause you ain't never heard me talking like that. I guess you hear me now.
Hang up the phone, then get in the zone. Yeah, yeah. Please leave me alone, leave me alone. Yeah, yeah. Eat to go home, fly like a drone. I am the one, and you are a clone. Yeah, yeah. Neo, 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 neo. Keanu Reeves on the keys and speedo. But my mind's so freed up. Got you listening through the speakers, I'm a keno. Pussy warlords all up on my team now. My bitches drive, ride or die, how we go. Lil cocky try to stop me, that's my ego. Take it, break it, shake it, whip it, I'm a freak though. Yeah, yeah. Neo, 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 neo. Neo. Call me what you want, I'm a weirdo. Curry, motherfucking bitch.
cause I'm always on the fucking bridge. On my verses, I spit bird shit. Healthy hating cause both of my cousins is nurses. Got this ill feeling like I'm Richie Rich. All jokes aside, I'm a fucking comic. If Hedberg were alive, we'd be writing sonnets. No one ever really dies unless you a dick. Hang up the phone, then get in the zone. Please leave me alone, leave me alone. Yeah, yeah. Eat to go home, fly like a drone. I am the one, and you are a clone. Yeah, yeah. Neo, 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 neo. Neo. Call me what you want, I'm a weirdo. Weirdo, weirdo. Neo, 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 neo. Neo. The king of crash, I'm the great bambino. You want, I'm a weirdo,
weirdo, weirdo.
Neo, 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 neo,
neo.
The king of crash, I'm the great bambino. I'm a fucking witch, you know that? I've been running this shit, horseback, getting everything I want in my knapsack. Brewing spells at the dawn with my spice rack. Ain't a devil but a spine, yeah, like that. So I gotta get it on before it bites back. When it bites back, you get sidetracked. And my body stretch out like an hourglass. It's a time lapse when I'm on your lap. Pouring stir in my cauldron, take a stab. I'm laughing at those bitches mad, those bitches choke. I told you so, I'm a fucking witch with a big nose on my tippy toes. I see you hoes, I'm laughing at you bitches mad, you bitches choke. I told you so. Big nose, brown girl, big nose, big nose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Big nose, brown girl, big nose, big nose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Big nose, brown girl, big nose, brown girl.
Hey.
Big nose, brown girl, big nose, brown girl. Bitch, I am witching for real. Bitch, I am witching for real.
Yeah.
Potion and casting them spells. I do not fuck with your pills.
Yeah, yeah.
Bitch, I am witching for real. Bitch, I am witching for real.
Yeah, yeah.
Potion and casting them spells. Fuck with your pills?
Bitch, I am witching for real. I do not fuck with your pills. Bitch, I am witching for real.
Indigitization is a program that provides resources and training for First Nations and Aboriginal organizations throughout British Columbia. Come out November 24th from 1 to 4 p.m. in room 2311 in the AMS Nest for a three-hour workshop that will engage participants in a conversation about the unique context of working with Indigenous cultural heritage materials, as well as introduce the tools and equipment necessary to digitize audio cassettes for long-term preservation.
University Christian Ministry is hosting a coffee house auction to fundraise for sending a volunteer team to a refugee camp in Greece. Come by for some chill tunes and baked goods. The event will take place on Thursday, November 16th at 7 p.m. at the Hillel House, and entry is by donation. For more information, search Greece Coffee House and Auction on Facebook. See you there!
Yes, 101.9 FM, CITR, this is Queer FM. Oh, pardon me. Oh, yeah, there we go. Yay. We're reading news and looking at articles. Oh, my goodness. We are just doing a million things at once, but we did it. We're here and we're back. 101.9 FM, CITR. And I have Rama with me.
Yeah.
Yes, we're talking news, LGBT music, you name it, we got it.
Yeah, and because today is Trans Day of Remembrance and we're talking about transgender topics and news. One thing that I want to talk about is a transgender job fair.
Yes.
In Toronto.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's organized by Biko, someone that I knew in Toronto. She was a refugee. She organized this job fair, transgender job fair in Toronto. And it sparked a little bit of a controversy because the Canadian Armed Forces were invited to the job fair.
Wow.
But yeah, but I'm not sure. Like, the argument is that, like, you know, the Canadian Armed Forces, as we talked just previously, was, you know, taking part in the, what's it called? The...
Oh, right. Canadian Armed Forces?
Yeah.
Oh, were we talking about also the, Justin Trudeau was giving the,
apologies. Was formal apology. Yes. I'm not sure. But I think, like, the argument was that, like, you know, they were inherently, like, you know, contributing to the violence.
Oh, right.
And discrimination.
Right. Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah. It's like a big bullying club kind of.
Yeah. Okay. But I guess, now, you know, with the changes that's happening, I think, like, you know, they are part of the job fair.
Oh,
they want to recruit trans folks in the community. But yeah, and also there are some other organization and companies.
Mm-hmm.
TIFF was there, I think.
Wow.
Toronto Film Festival, International Film Festival. It is actually being held at the TIFF building in Toronto.
Amazing.
And I think, you know, this is really, really good, because as a transgender person, it's hard to to look for jobs, and there's a lot of barriers that mm-hmm. they have to go through, and I think, like, you know, having a career fair like this and open up the door for them to find jobs.
Definitely.
Yeah. But yeah, what do you think about it?
Yeah, I think that's an amazing initiative, you know, bringing together all these places that will accept trans people and, you know, help them thrive, you know, because you need money to live. It's a necessity, right? To sustain, sustain your housing.
Yeah.
Like, these are so many barriers that young trans people have, especially. And, you know, we're coming into the workforce. You don't want to be scared of, like, trying to get a job and explaining to people that you're trans and what trans means, you know.
Mm.
So it's good that all of these businesses, you know, they would have training and they could let their employees know what they need to know about how to address a trans person. You don't ask them what their pronoun is, you ask them their pronoun, but you don't assume their pronoun is what I meant
right.
to say.
Yeah.
So
right.
yeah, just the simple things mm-hmm. that this is a great thing, and I hope Vancouver adopts this as
absolutely,
well,
because
we have a lot of people that are trained, and community is very good in Vancouver
mm-hmm.
to help people understand about what LGBT issues are, and also trans information, and in the elementary schools and out in schools, I think has been doing
absolutely,
some great work.
Yeah,
so.
Out in school is
yes,
amazing.
Yeah.
I hope that, like, you know, it will not just happen in, like, you know, one city.
Right.
Canada, like, spread around the world.
Yeah.
I mean, around the country.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Calgary and all the provinces we need to definitely get in.
Yeah, yeah,
get
yeah.
it all around.
Yeah. Because I remember also in when I was in university, I was working for Rye Pride. I went to Ryerson University.
Awesome.
So Rye Pride is like the LGBT student group.
Oh, okay.
And we did the an LGBT career fair.
Nice.
And it was great. I think I remember, like, you know, a lot of folks, students who are LGBT and trans came to the job fair. And it just helps to know that your employer accepts you for who you are. Because
right.
I remember this was about, like, 10 years ago. But, like, you know, there was a fear that, you know, if you're LGBT or trans, like, you know, your employer will... You don't know if your employer will accept it, let alone, like, your coworkers and stuff.
Right.
So I think, like, you know, encouraging more employers to, you know, come out and, you know, say that, you know, we support the LGBT community and we have, like, you know, some rules implemented, or, you know, like some guidelines for the employees.
Yeah.
I think that's important.
And some knowledge, you know. About
some knowledge. Yeah,
definitely. Yeah,
yeah,
they have.
Yeah.
You want some training and
mm-hmm.
how to address people and not offend them as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. To respect them.
Definitely. Yeah, be very respectful. Yeah, that's some very important. because everybody wants to have this, feel the same respect. And absolutely. And yeah, so that's, wow, that's awesome. I'm glad that that's happening in Toronto. What are the dates? Is it
happened yesterday,
actually. Oh, okay, yeah, so yeah, on Transdays Remembrance. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah, and she, I mentioned that she was a refugee in Canada.
Yes.
And that's one of the reason why she did the event.
Oh.
Because, you know, like, being a refugee, a trans person of color, and finding job was tough.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess she's paying forward, paying awesome. Back to the community.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever thought about, like, you know, for someone who is a refugee, because we're talking about refugees,
right.
Coming to Canada.
Right.
And, you know, as a refugee, I think, like, you know, the first step was, you know, getting safety.
Mm-hmm.
But then how do you create a life
right.
in Canada, right? Like, how do you find a job? How do you settle in?
Mm-hmm.
So I can't imagine how tough it must be.
Yes. Yeah. And you had an event at the Queer Film Festival, a film?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yeah, film, you, yeah. you did, there was some discussion on that. So you're the expert now.
Oh, no.
well.
Yeah. So I had a film at the Vancouver Queer Film Festival,
mm-hmm.
and it was part of a program.
Mm-hmm.
It was screened with this film called The Migrant Mixtape.
Right.
So it's about refugee from the Middle East.
Mm.
It was interesting learning about their journey. And
right.
also, I think we had a panel with Rainbow Refugee.
Yes, yeah.
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 Of Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
And I had an educational moment there.
Yeah.
Because the one of the panel, he is from my hometown.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, in Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, learning about what happened in Indonesia still. Like, mm-hmm. you know, they're prosecuting LGBTQ people. And I think I read on the news as well, like, you know, trans people. We called them in Indonesia waria.
Oh, okay.
Wow. They are experiencing discrimination.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, like harassment. There's no law that says in Indonesia that, you know, transgender people is it's not a crime to be gay or trans in Indonesia.
Okay.
But
good.
However, mm. there's no law that protects them.
Right.
And yeah, and I guess, like, you know, with the growing number of, you know, like extremists and whatnot, it kind of just sparks a lot of hate.
Right.
I'm aware of, like, you know, I guess, like, you know, privilege of being in Canada and
right.
having the protections.
Yeah. And I learned from your film, too, that the language barrier is huge, and especially the people that translate for some of the refugees, like, mm-hmm. they are not, I was going to say sensitive, but I don't know if that's the right word. They don't have empathy for the people who are fleeing the countries, because some of these people that are translating, they don't believe in the LGBT lives. So I remember from watching the migrant mixtape that one person that actually fled their country was having difficulty even with the translator, just like, they put them in a place to live that wasn't safe, and
safety
was important, and they're coming from a country that they were already fleeing for their lives, and then they come to Canada, and because the translator, I don't know what it was exactly,
it was
difficult to hear that, like, even when they fled their country where their safety was, you know, just their life was in danger, they were brought to Canada, and also they were experiencing discrimination just from translating their basic needs
from the language barrier.
Yes.
And
then
I guess, like, you know, going back to imagining, like, you know, for someone who is trans,
right,
perhaps from a different country,
mm-hmm.
The language barrier,
right.
the, you know, also would add layers to the hardship and
right.
challenges.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I guess, like, you know, if, you know, anyone listening out there, have anything
Please.
To say, or, you know, like,
right.
tweet us.
Yeah, we're watching our Twitter and ready to live tweet.
Queer FM van?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And also on Facebook, you can find us at Queer Radio Vancouver. So just, you know, post a message. Let us know how you're feeling about Trans Day of Remembrance. I did post a little photo on Queer FM today. So if you want to add comments to it, that would be lovely. Yeah, Queer Radio Vancouver. Just, you know, follow us, like us. We love the love because that's what we're here for, and we're here to help as well. So definitely. Also, I had noticed a little piece of news. So we were talking internationally, and the Turkish capital bans all future LGBTI events. The ban follows last week's gay film festival cancellation. So, yeah, this is really sad because, you know, they were moving forward with Turkey was moving forward with having gay events and nightclubs and things like that, and now it's sad to hear that they'll have to be banning all LGBTI events in the city.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about this? Have you traveled around
to
the area or any areas around? No. Okay.
No, it's actually like, you know, I think living in Canada, take for granted of all the things that we have here.
Right. Right.
But yeah, no, no, I've never traveled to Turkey. Oh,
okay.
I guess, you know, have you ever felt also that, you know, like being LGBT, like you're more conscious about where you travel?
Right, yeah, you do. Yeah, you definitely make sure to avoid areas. And I notice, that's what I notice. Like, just like, okay, I'm making sure not to go anywhere near Russia or, you know, have an LGBT flag hanging from my backpack or whatever it is.
But yeah, no, it is really scary. And I think, like, you know, as I said before, like, you know, sometimes, like, you know, like, there was progress made, but unless we hold on to that progress and we actually make it into a law, or, you know, pass, you know, the government and stuff, things can, like, overturn. So I guess that could be what happened to Turkey. But yeah, no, it is really sad. I think, like, you know, to ban, like, you know, future LGBTI events, it's like, it's a total... yeah, I can't imagine coming. I mean, can you imagine, like, not having any LGBT events or Pride?
Right, in Vancouver? Like, could you imagine that? Yeah.
It's like you're taking away something, like, you know.
Yeah. Something to look forward to in your life, like a celebration. And it's almost like a birthday. Like,
it is kind of an idea.
So if you recognize, or, you know, if you feel... similar, if that feels like a similar, you know, kind of a situation. Wow, that's not a good piece of news, but we did have to mention it because this is what's happening in our world.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So and I guess moving back to Canada, we found two MLAs add their voices to the growing chorus calling on BC to cover HIV prevention drug. So Spencer Chandra Herbert and Sonia Funderson urge health in ministry to pay for PrEP, so the PrEP drug right now. So that's really important because I know Toronto that they do provide.
So Ontario Health Minister added PrEP, which is the Truvada, PrEP drug to... the publicly covered drugs.
Oh, good.
On Thursday, September 28th this year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it just passed, and I thought that was, you know, really progressive, and I guess, you know, BC is trying to do the same thing. I read that Quebec drug program covers PrEP for HIV treatment and prevention.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I guess in BC, you know,
we're falling behind.
No, it's interesting how different provinces in Canada have different laws and priorities.
Right.
But yeah. But I hope that it will pass in BC because I read that there was an increase in number of people infected by HIV
right
in BC,
mm-hmm.
And that's why the MLA are trying to force the to get PrEP covered,
right?
Because it is really, really expensive.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Let me see. I think it's about, okay, originally costs about $1,000 a month.
Really? That's really expensive.
Oh okay. My God, that is insane. Can you imagine
spending
$1,000 a month?
On your, yeah. Well, to keep yourself alive, yeah. I think it's worth it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. And then according to this article in CBC, the generics in Toronto is about $450 a month.
Oh.
And there are other drugs entering the market that mm-hmm. are half price. And yeah, I guess like, you know, with the government covering, you know, part of it or deductibles and stuff in Ontario, it will make it more accessible.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Definitely. That's yeah. that's very necessary, you know.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
feel like the BC should, they should, I don't know if they need to do a vote or what they have to do.
Yeah,
quickly
yeah,
get
yeah.
to work on
yeah.
that.
Yeah, and yeah, I think it's really important. And I guess like, you know, as a gay man myself, mm-hmm. like, you know, having PrEP
mm-hmm.
is, I think it's really important.
Right.
Because, you know, there's condoms and like mm-hmm. prevention and whatnot. But I think like, you know, PrEP is that added layer mm-hmm. of protection
mm-hmm.
and also, I guess, peace of mind, right. you know. But also people need to remember that PrEP does not protect you from other STIs.
Right, right. Definitely. Yeah.
I heard a lot of stories of, you know, people going on a PrEP and then they would get other
STIs, and they thought they were like exempt.
Like
yeah, they can't get anything. Yeah. Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So like, you know, I think there was like a rise in like gonorrhea or syphilis and stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think like, you know, like it's important to have PrEP.
Mm-hmm.
Although also I need to mention that there's, you know, side effects.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What
so,
are they?
According to studies, there's increased rates of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea,
wow.
abdominal pain, mm-hmm. and kidney side effects as
oh,
well.
Oh dear. Oh my gosh.
But I guess like, you know, like this drug is like, you know, constantly being tested and mm-hmm. improved. But yeah, no, I think this is groundbreaking, like, you know.
Definitely. Yeah, yeah, it's good. It's good that it's available. And if you have to leave Vancouver so you can go to Ontario. Then maybe so, yeah, that's an idea. And I heard that rent's a little bit cheaper also.
It is cheaper, yeah. I am from Vancouver. I mean, sorry, I'm from Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
I think now the prices are going up
in
Toronto.
Okay. People are
to buy is cheaper in Toronto, I think. Yeah,
wow,
relatively.
Okay.
A bit significantly more cheaper. I mean, you can get like a apartment for under 300.
Oh, 300,000. Wow. Yeah. Okay. It's better than here.
It's
500,000.
Like 500,000 for one bedroom.
Yeah. Barely a junior. What do they call them? The junior apartment? That one
junior,
I don't understand.
Yeah. Oh,
what
God,
is that?
Yeah,
it's worse
yeah.
than a studio. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So, well, yeah, we want to do a time of silence for the Trans Day of Remembrance, but mm-hmm. Silence on the radio isn't the greatest, but please observe a moment of silence in your own homes for the Trans Day of Remembrance, remembering all the people who have died, the women of color, or not women of color, just women of color, but trans women of color, and also trans women in general, because it is very, and well, trans people. Oh, I don't want to just, yeah, all trans people. I don't
yeah.
want to single out any one group. But yes, we would like to recognize today as our day of Trans Day of Remembrance. So I will get out of this dance music, and we will have some other kind of music. I've got Claire Mordefy with Oberoso. The song is also from a Vancouver artist, so we'll take a little music break and come right back and talk to you about events that are happening in Vancouver this weekend and during this week. All right, 101.9 FM, CITR, this is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise.
Aurora Boris ain't a tale again tonight. Her eyes on braver days. She's pushed so close to the edge, and she's gonna fall. But before she goes, she says, I know you think I'm broken, but I just want to.
Yeah. you ever used or wanted to use a community lending library, collective workshop, or bike co-op? Come out to Making Space, Questioning Power and Privilege in Makerspaces on Wednesday, November 29th in the Mount Pleasant Neighborhood House from 5 to 8 p.m. to examine how power and privilege shows up in makerspaces and explore strategies that support more inclusive and equitable initiatives. Go to diversityandmakerspaces.eventbrite.ca to register for this event, and there'll be free food.
Hi, my name's Matthew. When I first got back from a military tour in Afghanistan, any time I heard a siren or even a car alarm, I'd lose it completely. I would turn into a wild man, screaming, waving my arms. People would yell at me, "Shut up, you crazy. Get a job, would ya?" Well, I didn't go out and get a job. I got help instead. Now, I'm in a clean and safe apartment. I have friends and helpers who understand me. I landed a decent job. But I gotta admit, I still don't like car alarms or sirens. I used to think mental illness was a death sentence. I got life instead.
This message was produced by Columbian Center Society and Radio Malaspina in British Columbia.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Anthas Yakuya, Talitin, Homasque Mustayo.
101.9 FM, CITR, this is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise, hanging out with Rama.
Hi.
Yay, we're doing it. And now this is the portion of the show when we talk about LGBT events in the city and what's going on around the place for the week and the weekend. So I guess I can start off. Is it today? Let me double check. Oh, great. Now I've got a blank screen. All right. November 22nd, which is tomorrow, Story Story Drive is a weekly storytelling show happening at the Drive Coffee Bar, 1670 Commercial Drive. It starts at 7:30 and lasts until 9 p.m., So Vancouver's weekly storytelling show. Join us for a weekly free one-hour show featuring new and experienced performers with fascinating stories to share. No charge for admission, but we would kindly suggest you make a contribution at the end of the show if you feel so inclined. So if you would like to share a story, email storystorylie@gmail.com and come by and sign up. Or come by and sign up, sorry. Do you have an event?
So there's another event happening on November 23rd. Mm. It's called Quest and Queers, an LGBTQA2+ game night. So it's happening at the Storm Crow Ale House on 1619 West Broadway. So It's a board game night.
Yay.
So yeah, so come to see great people, enjoy a few pins or chickpea fries. They encourage you to come in a group, or you can come alone and meet some new people. Don't be shy.
Oh yeah,
we're all friends here.
Right. Come on out.
Come on out. Yeah. So for more information, you can go to stormcrow.com or their Facebook page.
Yay, awesome. And I have an event for the 24th. It's Brown Body Stories, Unraveling Ache. So this is happening at 2455 Fraser Street in Vancouver. It's happening from 6:30 till 9:30, and this is Friday. So we want to acknowledge and honor that this event is being held on unceded ancestral and occupied homelands of the Musqueam and Tsleil-Waututh Squamish people. First Nations, we are in deep gratitude in that we are able to live and work and make art on these lands. Again, it says, come early, buy art, buy the zine album, and a night of honesty and storytelling. There'll be some poetry sharings and some stories from Jotia. With her Brown Body Stories, One Woman Story, and Zine album, which will be launched this week.
So yeah, come on, check it out. Yeah, don't be shy.
Cool. On Friday, you guys can check out Man Up 100, the 100th show, hosted by Man Up. Friday, 9 p.m. to 2 p.m. So it's, yeah, so here's a little blurb about the event. Who could imagine our dorky little drag king contest would metamorphosize over nearly 10 years into a gender-bent super creature and one day celebrate its 100th show? Well, I'm sold.
Yes.
But yeah, so there will be some young, some older, some ageless, and some nuts yet born. Together, 100% fabulous drag show. But yeah, the yeah, check it out. It's this Friday, 9 to 2 p.m. Man Up is located at 917 Main Street, Vancouver. Yeah, for more information, go on their Facebook page or their website, or check them up on social media at Man Up Vancouver.
Yay. Oh my gosh, I am DJing also on Friday. Ooh, just get exciting. That out there. Yeah. Yeah, I'll be at, I have two events this weekend actually, Friday and Saturday. Rent Check also is happening at the Astoria. This is an annual or monthly event. Rent Check, this edition is called just Rent Check, Get Naked and Get Money. So this is an amateur strip event. So at the Astoria, happening from what time do we have here? I think it goes from 10 p.m. The first performer hits the stage until 2 a.m. So come down, check it out. Open to all genders, open to all skills, anything goes. $500 for first prize, $200 for second prize, $100 for third prize. So money is getting thrown all around the place.
Nice.
So yeah, best costume, you know, gets money too. So, but zero tolerance for, they say the word a-hole and creeps. So don't do that. And so a requirement to be a performer, you cannot be a pro. You can't use weapons. There are no sex acts performed on stage. No spillable foods, liquids, whipped cream, glitter, etc. So clean up any messes if you have any ideas about what you want to do on stage. And yeah, I was going to say also, Queer as Funk has having an event at the Wise Hall on Friday night as well. Oh my gosh, there's so much going on this weekend. So keep yourself busy with all that's going on. I was just trying to find the Wise Hall event, but I don't seem to see it. All right, we can move on to, do you have a Saturday event? Or
Saturday
event. Let me double check. Oh yes, there a Sunday.
The last Saturday one? There is official launch fundraiser of the Men of Rough and Inkeni calendar 2018 happening at Pump Jack.
Nice.
From 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. this Saturday, November 25th, 2017. It's the launch of the third annual Men of Rough calendar in collaboration with celebrity photographer Inkeni and benefiting the YVR Abbey of the Lock Cedar Canoe. Yeah, check it out.
Yay.
It's no cover.
That's really cool. Pump Jack is a well-known place on Davie Street, so that's really, really easy to find. Yeah, and Saturday, I'm also DJing for Traffic Jam. It is a local event. We'll be playing some cumbia music, some all Latin sounds at the Laughing Bean Coffee House. I'm just trying to get the address for Laughing Bean. I know it is near Slocan and Hastings. So you can quickly catch a bus or come with your friends. You know, it's going to be a great night of good music with me behind the decks. So I'm really excited. Traffic Jam was on hiatus for a little while and is now back up again and doing shows. So you know, their lovely community and, you know, gathering of wonderful bodies and wonderful people. That's so exciting. You definitely 2017 edition is what it's called. So if you're looking for it on Facebook, look up Traffic Jam 2017 edition. There have been lots of posts of what kind of music will be played, so you can follow along that way. And you know, if you like what you hear in the Facebook posts, you might want to come down. So 2695 East Hastings Street in Vancouver. So 11 p.m. until 2 a.m. Oh wow, I didn't even know it was going to go that late. Oh my goodness, I'm going to be up all night. But yeah, so yeah, enjoy. And I saw one last event, Coconuts and Bananas, the World Tour. I wonder, did they change the event? This is one of Vancouver's first trans events, actually. Run by trans people. Yeah. And, you know, all the DJs are trans as well.
That's exciting.
So Saturday, 9 p.m. at Preve Nightclub. It's 750 Pacific Boulevard. So it's called Coconuts with a Z and Bananas World Tour. You can follow Coconuts and Bananas on Facebook as well. They're a group. They say, "Are you ready for the world tour?" This much successful Coconuts and Bananas is back for its biggest extravaganza yet. November 25th at 9 p.m., 21 stars hit the stage to serve the world some real tea. Wow, I like that. With hosts that Siren Goddess and co-host the Stage Daddy themselves, Caswell Van Dyke, present Annie Zayet, Molly, oh my goodness, there are actually 25 names. Oh, wow. The Hashtag Pearl Squad, Stud Her, Kit, Madame Lola, Pura Vida, Sebastian, Special Guest Go-Go One, Cleopatra Compton, Blake Sebastian, Jackson, Jaylene Tyne, Mimi Amori, Ferdinani, Special Guest Go-Go Two, Leroy, Shay Dior, Ilona Ashra, and then Kat Kinqua. So with music by DJ Sofshwa and DJ Kota. Of course, our Oysters program, but who are they? The pearl is considered the most precious part of the oyster, and you are all the most precious to us. Wow, this is well written. Mm-hmm. We know and understand that and feel some of the things you go through and want Coconut and Bananas to be a safe space. You can feel free to let your hair down. So in order to make sure our events are as safe as they can be, we've stated the Oyster Program. What is the Oyster Program? The Oyster Program is a buddy system installed to help protect and monitor the Coconuts and Bananas events. These are trained volunteers who know first aid and narcolone, and are seen circulating both inside and outside of the event. So when to find an oyster? The oysters are about your safety, but they are also your friends. So whether you feel unsafe, notice unsavory activities, or need help arranging a lift home, or want to break the ice with a friend to talk to, no matter what the oysters are, they are there to help. So that's a really cool thing. And it says that the oysters will be wearing pink t-shirts or red t-shirts that say C&B Oyster. So look out for that. And they also will be wearing or having glow sticks, it says here too. So anyways, that was a lot of information. Wow. $7 for pre-sale tickets and covers $12. The performances will start at 10 p.m. Yeah. And you can email coconuts with a Z and bananas at gmail.com. Wow. Oh, that took us right up to almost 10 o'clock there with all that information.
I had a lot of fun today.
Mm-hmm. It was a great show.
Thank you.
And acknowledge, you know, that it's Trans Day of Remembrance, and this was a special show we put together to make sure that all of our friends and people listening understand and learn a little bit more about what Trans Day of Remembrance is. And so we're so happy to bring this to you. I have another trans artist to play as well, Ray Spoon, who's from across Canada, I think Calgary or Winnipeg. I have to double check my my information. But Ray Spoon has a new album out called Armor, and I have this song called Armor to play, so I'll get right into it. Here we go. 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise. Rama.
Share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit citr.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
National Museum's Hastings Park 1942 exhibit marks the 75th anniversary of Japanese-Canadian internment. Visit the exhibit until January 13th to see Japanese Problem, a contemporary performance piece which offers a glimpse into a dark episode of history at the Pyrenees Livestock Barn. Nikkei National Museum is located in Burnaby and entry is by donation.
Thank you. small towns and Toronto. I've worked in white coats and rubber boots, smiling inside as I wander, and I wander back to you. Cause you are my sunshine, you're my skies of blue. Question great.